Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Da, da, da.
I screwed up.
Yo, you've been screwing up all morning.
No, we were talking.
Yeah, no, you were talking. I was going, we're coming in. It's a Friday morning. You made it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
52 degrees right now. Going to get up into the mid-60s. It will be a cloudy day, a drizzle on and off throughout the day, depending on where you are.
Okay.
But nothing too bad.
All right.
Was it raining for you guys when you came in?
It was just misty.
A little misty?
Yeah, misty.
Bro, you're screwing up all over the place.
I think the good weather screwed me up yesterday.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. You took your eye off the ball?
Well, no, you know, it was nice. I had a cigar outside.
You're hungover, aren't you?
Which led to a beer.
Okay, there it is.
And then it led to a bourbon, which I never drink.
Wood bourbon, wood beer.
And then I had a couple of regulars.
In Pittsburgh.
It was such a nice night.
All right. Well, that's great. We get hungover Friday.
No, I'm not hungover.
I'm not hungover. The fact that you immediately yelled into the microphone. No, shut up! I don't have a problem.
I'm very relaxed. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. So relaxed, in fact, that you are not doing the one job that we rely on you for.
What I do.
All right. So we are very regimented here in the break room.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, at least Tommy and I are.
Mm. Yeah. We kind of have our morning thing. Right?
And we all have our own little.
I join for a little bit of the gossip, and then I got to go do my thing, so I miss some of it.
And but, like past
I get the initial highlights.
You're right. Past our gossip schedule, we also have our own individual jobs that we contribute to this room.
Yes.
And Tommy doesn't...
I wasn't aware Tommy had a job.
Well, that's just it.
I was not either.
He doesn't do any jobs that involve our actual job.
Okay. Mm.
He has two very important jobs.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
He provides hand sanitizer for the room because our commercial breaks are so short.
And by provides, we mean steals it from somewhere else.
Yeah, where do you get your hand sanitizer from?
Well, sometimes I buy, but sometimes I just take it from upstairs because they don't need it.
So he's hand sanitizer guy. Yeah. The second, we have a tradition weekly. Mm. On Friday, right before the last break, we have a bag of what we call puffy mints.
Yeah.
The ones you get at like the Italian restaurants on the way out. Yeah. And we open up the puffy mints, and Tommy gets two puffy mints. Kimmy gets one puffy mint.
Yeah.
And that is our reward for the end of the week.
Job well done, gang.
And I don't know how that started,
yes.
But it's just become part of our routine.
Yeah.
So the last 2.5 weeks, no puffy mints.
No.
We're out of puffy mints.
We got to go get them at Wegmans.
Well,
I keep telling you, yes.
You, like 2 years ago, decided you were going to be in charge of the puffy mints.
Yes. And we were loaded up for a while.
We were. You brought like
five bags and we were loaded, but now we're tapped out.
And you keep saying every week for the last month, oh, yeah, I got to get the puffy mints.
I'm going today, and we got to get hand sanitizer because the stuff we're using, I just realized, is 2 years out of date. It's that COVID stuff.
It's that old?
Well,
it's
2 years old. They may have refilled it.
With what?
Like, I think they have jugs of it upstairs, but that's probably old.
That's also probably.
Yeah.
We still have the case of Black Button. Remember when Black Button Distillery switched for a little while to make an exclusive?
Oh, yeah. We got some of that.
I got like 5 giant bottles back here, but that's got to be out of date.
Oh, sure.
But like, hand sanitizer expiration.
It's not like you're eating it.
Yeah, well, if it's not doing anything, what's the point of using it? All that aside, you have two jobs that show up once every like 3 months.
Yeah.
and you're somehow blowing
clean
that.
Hands for Puffy Mints.
Yes.
I'm a little behind, that's all.
A little behind, bro. I'll catch up today. You go to Wegmans every day. And you're the one, by the way. I wasn't going to mention anything. You're the one that keeps bringing it up every week.
You volunteered.
Here come the Puffy Mints. Here come the Puffy Mints. Here they come. Here they go. Oh, no, I forgot the Puffy Mints.
But they're hard to, you got to, they're bottom shelf. Over. I don't go to the candy aisle.
Bro, you're Mr. Bottom Shelf. You don't even have to bend over. It's just reaching a hand down. Every workplace has these outside of work jobs, right?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. And by the way, we will get to everything that happened with the NFL draft in just a little while. There is a new member of the Buffalo Bills. They made their pick last night. But, like, if you have that, your responsibility for your outside of work job, bringing something in that everybody uses.
It's not in your job description, but now everybody's used to it, so you have to continue it kind of thing.
That is far more important than the actual job you do that you get paid for. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's like added value. You bring something to the table.
Oh, no. I would argue that there are people who only have their jobs.
Oh, because of what they provide?
Yeah, the outside provisions that they bring in. Would you disagree with me?
No. I think that's, I mean, Tommy is like our resident squirrel. He goes upstairs and gets stuff and brings it back down and store it. Like, he used to do that with candy. Like, he used to go upstairs, grab candy, come down like he bought it. To give to everybody.
Well, Kano used to leave all those Rolos on his desk. And then I grab all the napkins and paper towels.
He'd go upstairs, and then he'd tuck it away down here, so hoping nobody finds it.
No, it is like a panty raid in that drawer upstairs. You come, God, look what I found!
Oh, yeah.
As you're eating celery, also like a squirrel.
Remember I found all those, I scored all those spoons for a while and all those plastic forks we needed?
You keep stacking up the napkins, but why?
You always need napkins for something.
No, like
you haven't even gone through half of them before you grab another stack.
She's right, and I've never actually seen you. You use like one napkin a day because you're a dainty ass bitch.
Well, yeah, how many napkins do you need?
Multiple napkins. You got a little mouth. I don't need one napkin. Can we talk about the spoons for a second?
Yeah.
Like the reason why you need to have, you know, every coworker has that job of I'm going to bring in this thing that does. Mm. Eventually, your company stops providing things when they find out people are using a lot of it.
Yeah.
For example, you brought up the spoons.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my yogurt every day.
Yeah.
Right. No big deal. I go upstairs and like once every 2 or 3 weeks, I'll grab a handful of spoons. I'll just put them on my desk down here. They stop buying plastic spoons.
Yeah. Mm.
They stopped.
So the only time they have that stuff is when they have events here. And then they buy a big box of it, and when that's you had to wait for the next event.
All right, here's the thing. A box of plastic spoons costs like $2 for like 100.
At the most.
Okay. It's not that I can't go get them.
Yeah.
But I refuse to pay for my own plastic spoons when the plastic spoons have been provided for so long here. Also, we have metal spoons upstairs.
I ain't touching that crap. Man, you know how nasty-ass radio mouths have been all over that stuff?
Radio mouth?
Think of the guys that came before us with their disgusting ass mouth.
Well, you don't want to go tongue on tongue with Tom George? No, man. Like the fact that you're not going to keep buying the spoons cost $2.
Yeah,
I will not use the metal spoons because I don't feel like washing it.
Yeah. What are you going to do when you run out? You're going to have to go.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't planned yet, but I got to do something to get back at the company for stopping.
You should buy a bag of, remember those wooden spoons you used to eat ice cream with in elementary school? Never-ending spoons.
Yeah, but you never get a good pull on
them. No, it's tough. It's not easy, but there is an art to it.
And here's the other thing. When you buy, like, sometimes I buy that whole set, forks, knives, and spoons.
Yep.
So in the end, nobody ever used those knives. So there is like 1,000 plastic knives.
Too many knives.
There. Because nobody uses them.
I'll go a step further. I don't know why they make plastic knives at all.
I know.
Plastic knives are completely pointless.
They don't work.
Yeah. They don't cut a thing.
They snap.
Yes. Unless you're cutting a piece of cake. And who cuts cake individually?
Yeah.
Nothing is, you don't need it.
No.
You don't need it.
But they force you to buy them.
That big knife is what it is.
Oh, you know it.
252-WCMF. Tommy has one job in this room. It is to bring in Puffy Mints that he gets from Wegmans that we eat once a week and hand sanitizer. And on both of those for the last month, he has been slipping.
Yeah.
Keeps forgetting. He even brought it up this morning. He went to get his headphones out of the drawer. We keep the Puffy Mints in. He's like, no. The other thing that's been a little bit bothersome.
What?
Again, we're giving you a ton of really hot behind-the-scenes action here. I got my two Diet Cokes I drink.
Yeah.
So I
two a day.
I used to bring them into. I used to buy them, Kimmy, from the vending machine.
Oh, but got expensive.
They started getting too expensive.
Oh, too much.
They want $1 a can, bro. $1 a can.
That sounds pretty cheap.
$2 a day, every day. That's $20 a week.
Oh my god.
That's
you got it.
It's $80 a month. That is What's 8 times 12?
Less than 100.
Not, it's like $1,000 a month.
Is that a year?
Yeah. $1,000 a month a year. Still a lot of money.
You could be doing a bag of Coke a month.
It's a lot.
So what do you go to, BJ's and buy a case?
No, I'll go to Wegmans and I'll get an extra 12-pack and I'll put it in the fridge, right?
Oh, all right.
All right, so it's 12 cans.
All right. Mm-hmm.
12 cans. Yet somehow, at the end of the week, every week, there's only one can left.
Yeah, because people are going in and taking it.
Somebody's taking my soda.
Yeah.
And if I knew it was you guys taking it, doesn't bother me at all. If someone...
It's some sneaky person taking it.
But why not just... Everyone knows it's mine.
It's going to be the person you least expect, too, that you can't get mad at.
Can you drink warm soda?
No.
We should buy a fridge, put it in here.
No.
Yeah, you should get a little
baby fridge.
Okay, well, if we're going to talk about cost effectiveness, mm-hmm. right? If I don't want to spend the money on this, I'm not going to invest $60 to $100 on a fridge.
No, you can buy a cheap one.
Not to mention, do you think that's going to stop anybody when we're not here from walking in and taking
a soda?
Probably
not. Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody really ventures over into that corner. It's kind of the...
That rat's nest you built up over there.
By the way, half your crap's over here, too.
Well, what's my crap? It under some stuff.
All that stuff you claimed you were taking home.
Oh, my God. What are you, my wife? You said you're cleaning up on your day.
There's Bill's crap.
Yeah.
And Saber stuff. None of that's mine, man. There's a goddamn bat thing.
It's a beer bat.
Yeah.
This whole drawer is full of Wheeze era tchotchkes that you guys
collect.
It's
the hoarder's corner over there.
Yeah. It really is. And by the way, you keep your headphones in my drawers. So you better watch your mouth.
All right.
Just saying.
My drawer.
So with the soda,
here's
what bothers me.
What?
If anybody in the building would be like, hey, do you mind if I grab a soda every once in a while? No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. It's the fact that somebody keeps taking it without asking that's really chapping my ass.
Yes. You could do something that may put an end to it, but I don't know if you want to be that guy.
Ultra lame.
Company-wide email.
And label it.
Yes.
So I started labeling.
Or label it.
I did label it.
You did?
Yeah.
And somebody still took it?
Yeah, I said I put Duffy on it. That's me. My soda. I can't be company-wide email guy.
Yeah, you could say, hey... Notice somebody's taking my sodas.
But it's like one can of soda a week. If somebody was taking the entire 12-pack, feel like that's enough money where you can go company-wide.
Just enough.
And you're talking all this crap. If people started taking the stuff that you steal that you don't pay for, you got mad because a couple of years ago, Sandy was parking in, quote, your parking spot in the parking garage.
Yeah, because I have a routine when I pull in, nice and even.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Sandy started showing up before me. Yeah, because everybody's got their spot.
No, that's not your spot.
I know, but it's my spot.
No, but it's not your
spot. Even when I go to Wegmans, because I go early,
uh-huh.
I always have my spot. And when somebody else is there, I go, what the hell, man?
Oh, you should send out a Wegmans-wide email. Excuse me, can I have your customer email base? Whoever is parking, I don't know. 10:07 at the Pittsburgh Wegmans. Now, it is funny how everybody at the job will fall into their routine.
Oh, sure.
And when anytime that routine, the outside routine, gets thrown off, it affects absolutely everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Somebody stealing that soda screws my week up a ton. And it's also costing whoever runs that vending machine a dollar, which is hitting their bottom line at some point. Right? And somebody else in this building knows who is taking my soda.
You think?
Oh, somebody has to know. Somebody has to.
It has to be a salesperson upstairs.
Well, no, I could also see Moose, because Moose asked me one time, and I was like, yeah, sure.
Oh, you said yes once.
But that doesn't mean any time.
That might mean any time.
Yeah, that kid looks total chintz.
Moose's chintz?
Oh, yeah. Most of the people on this floor are tightwads.
I don't know.
And chintzes.
I see Moose on Instagram going all kinds of fancy things all the time.
Yeah.
He's saving money on soda.
But look at this crew around here, man. They don't spend. They're all tight.
Bro, we just talked about how you steal napkins.
It's different.
And you haven't been able to...
I do it for the crew.
You haven't been able to afford... I've never touched one of those napkins in my life.
Yes, you have.
You haven't been able to afford mints for a month. Who's chintz?
No, we got paid today, so I got mint money. A mint.
No, now I'm trying to think. All right, of the on-air personalities that are here in the morning...
They're all cheap.
You got Breezy and Moose.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Scott and Sandy.
Two Italians in one room. Yeah.
I work with them. They are super cheap.
There's so much used tinfoil in that place.
And then down at the country station, you got...
Oh, man. Cross the board cheap.
Billy Kidd, Hope, TJ.
DJ's got to be the cheapest
of
the whole.
Is DJ TJ? Is that a new coworker we have, stupid?
What's her name?
TJ.
TJ.
You know her name.
I said TJ.
You said DJ we were talking about.
Well, she's a DJ.
Full House. No, she's not. She's an on-air personality.
She looks the cheapest of everybody. She looks like the one that really pinches the pennies.
She also looks like somebody that would punch you in the face.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying she's frugal.
Oh, I'm just saying. Hopefully she doesn't.
No, you didn't say she's frugal. You said she looks like the cheapest of the bunch.
Yes.
I'm not asking any follow-up questions.
No, I'm just saying she looks like somebody that doesn't spend.
Why?
I don't know. She comes across that way.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, I wish I could put my finger on it.
I told you, she looks like a type of person that would walk out of Old Navy saying, too rich for my blood. I'm not spending $13 on a hoodie. Well, I can make them at home on my loom.
Breezy's, loom. Breezy's got no problem spending money.
Yeah, but she looks like the type of person that loves to spend other people's money.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, no. Pot. This
well,
is Kettle.
What else money am I spending?
I would say no. She spends a lot of money. I don't
what
think
money?
It's other people's
She's a
money.
Rich kid.
So are you.
Was. My parents are gone.
You're right. It's
and
not like.
So's the fortune.
You live in a house in Pittsburgh.
Did you just call somebody else a rich kid?
Yes. You have your collar, your cuffs folded up, and they're a different color on the inside. Shut
just
up.
Standard work shirt.
Shut up and get your wife to buy us more mitts.
But you know, if you're on a country show, you're cheap. But that's the image. You don't spend.
The image? Not yeah. like classic rock where you need a houndstooth shirt and organic vegetables every day from.
But you know, you probably get chickens and you get a cow with the milk and everything.
Cow with the milk, Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
All eyes on Green Bay, Wisconsin last night. And for Bills fans, there were a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Which position's going to be? Are they moving up? Are they moving down? Could they be moving an unhappy member of the franchise off their roster, period?
Boy.
Well, this morning, we have our answers.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So a couple of big headlines from last night's NFL draft.
What happened?
Right? Everyone knew quarterback Cam Ward was going first overall to the Titans. The second pick, holy cow.
What happened?
The Browns had the pick. They traded out for a second-round pick and a first-round pick next year.
Oh.
They passed on that two-way player, Travis Hunter from Colorado.
Damn.
If I'm guessing, Kimmy, the Browns acquired another first-round pick, they're going to try and make a play for Archie Manning next year as their quarterback.
Very possible.
That's the little Manning.
Yep, that is.
They're getting ready to
Archie Jr.
to draft their guy next year.
No, the second
he would be the second. His dad is Cooper, the one that didn't play in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
He is Peyton and Eli's nephew. He plays at Texas right now. So, also, the big question, where was Deion Sanders, speaking of lineage, son, quarterback for Colorado, Shedeur Sanders going to land last night?
So they had to step him up quick.
He didn't land anywhere.
That's insane.
He is still on the on the board. Was not drafted in the first round. We'll talk more about that later in the show.
Mm.
But as Bills fans, that's what we care about.
Yeah.
And by God, if we were going to stay up all night, we'd better see an effing draft pick this year. There was a little clue early, Tommy, that the Bills were going to make a pick in the first round.
All right.
The Bills put up a photo of a young man in the Make-A-Wish program earlier in the evening.
Wait. What does that got to do with it?
I'm going to tell you.
Make-A-Wish is like the cancer.
Yeah, kids that are sick or have gone through, like, you know, things like that. The kid's name is Tommy. And as part of his Make-A-Wish, he was going to announce the pick for the Buffalo Bills last night on stage.
Oh.
So the Broncos did the same thing with the Make-A-Wish kid from where they're from.
Yeah.
They flew the kid out to Green Bay with his family.
Wow.
You fly that kid from Buffalo to Green Bay, you better not trade out of that pick.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So anyway, around 11:30 last night, your Buffalo Bills are finally on the clock. And here is Tommy from Buffalo to tell you your newest member of the Buffalo Bills.
Who?
Maxwell Harrison, corner, University of Kentucky. Mad Max!
Okay.
5'11", 183, ball hawk and defensive back.
You love the excitement.
Oh, my God.
Quick sidebar. The excitement is the best part about the draft, right? Like, every kid that gets drafted is just like, ow, you just became an instant millionaire.
Yeah, and I also I just can't imagine that feeling. Like, that has to be the single greatest moment of your life, even if you don't work out in the NFL, right? Like, that is, like, peak excitement about your future.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now they do that whole thing where they, like, have them walk down that tunnel, right? Yeah. Like, it's all this anticipation.
They did, like, the mirror thing where they're putting the hat on. Yeah.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah.
Maxwell Harrison, corner, University of Kentucky. You want the good or the bad first?
Oh, it's the good.
All right, the good. He is fast, son.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He ran the fastest 40-yard dash of the combine this year, 4.28, sub-3, 40-yard dash.
Wow.
He also hit 24 miles per hour during his 40-yard dash.
What's normal for a fast person?
Not less. What?
Well, like, what's a normal, like a track star? What would you, like a...
I don't know.
I mean, well,
like a sprinter. Do they go like 20 miles an hour?
I don't know that answer. It was the fastest. He hit the highest peak speed.
24 miles an hour.
He can run 24 miles an hour.
God damn.
Yeah. So if he was running through neighborhoods of Pittsburgh, he'd have to slow down or get it.
Yeah.
He goes and gets the ball. He is known for picking off passes. In 20 career games at Kentucky, he had 6 interceptions and 3 pick sixes, which is a Kentucky record, by the way.
Yeah.
Off the field, he is exactly what the Bills always are looking for. Leader, team captain, big hype guy. Last night in the green room, he was hyping up everybody that was drafted. Like, he was, like, positioned near the front.
Oh, really?
Whoever was walking out.
Like,
yeah.
Like, high-fiving everybody go through the tunnel.
Hugs, jumping up and down with everybody. So cool. And you heard him. He seems like a great kid.
So this is great.
Yeah.
Well, what's the down?
Okay, well, the bad, he's coming off an injury.
A bad? Like what?
So he has a shoulder injury last season that limited him to 7 games, and last year he only had 1 interception because of that. And he did bounce back. He ran a 4.28 40-yard dash. We told you, right? Ran 24 miles an hour. But he's a defensive player.
Right.
Who doesn't like to tackle.
What do you mean?
Or at least that's the book
on him. That's what he got to work on, they say.
He doesn't want to tackle anybody?
Well, he's a smaller guy.
Oh.
183 pounds.
Yeah, it's not that he doesn't want to. He just may not be the best at it.
Maybe that's why he screwed up his shoulder.
I believe the quote I heard last night was shies away from contact. Mm, at least did.
In a contact game.
Well, I mean, so there's 2 ways to look at this, right? Guys like Deion Sanders never tackled anybody in their entire career, right? Like, when he tried to tackle someone, he would hurt himself. So if you're fast enough where you could be like that ball hawk at DB, you don't need to. But if you are a Bills fan, which I know you are, you'll understand.
Yeah,
the Bills count on their defensive backs and run support. So either this kid's got to learn how to tackle or we're going to have some serious problems.
Yeah.
Sounds like they need to put some weight on him.
Yeah, but that also might hurt his 24 miles an hour speed.
No, like some muscle.
It's a delicate balance.
Yeah, weight slows you down, even if it's muscle.
You
know, half a dozen of one, 6 of the other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So he's a good guy, but doesn't like contact.
Yeah, but can go get the ball for you when you get it back.
All right.
You got that.
All right.
So some draft experts last night, they were all over the place where he was going to land.
Yeah.
Some had him going as early as 20. Some had him falling all the way into the second round, like he was a day 2 pick. The Bills may have reached. They may have gotten the steal of the draft.
Oh.
Yeah, I was reading this morning after I got up. I mean, a lot of draft experts love this pick, but it's stupid because you never know how any of this is going to be until 4 years from the day you draft.
Right.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? There is a pretty good chance that on opening day, as long as things go to plan, Maxwell Harrison is your starting.
Is it Harrison or Hairston?
Hairston.
Oh,
what am I saying?
I thought you were saying Harrison.
Hairston. H-A-I-R-S-T-O-N. Hairston.
Yeah, that's a weird name.
You don't like it?
Well, it needs to be Harrison, not Hairston.
Well, he didn't really get to. He didn't
Hairston.
Get to pick it.
I understand.
But there's a pretty good chance on opening day that he is your starting corner.
Oh, really?
Across
there's
Christian
an opening
Benford.
There for sure.
Yes, and if he's not the starter, he will be getting the majority of the snaps. I mean, if everything goes to plan, you don't take a guy this high with that kind of profile and not put him in the lineup immediately.
So it sounds like it might work out.
Well, yeah, because I just told you everybody's going to work out.
No, but it's like the bad isn't even all. I thought bad, like, you know, other stuff.
Coming up. Oh, no.
You know, but I mean, a shoulder injury doesn't even sound that bad.
Well, in football, it's a pretty big deal.
I mean, if you told me, like, his legs, his ankles, something like that, you don't put any weight on your shoulder. You should be fine. Stretch it out. Let's go.
The Bills' last few draft picks, early draft picks, they do seem to draft guys that look like they like to have a good, like, not a good time, but, like, they're very, like, upbeat, positive
type A's.
Guys.
A lot
yeah,
of type
like,
A's.
They don't seem like they take themselves too seriously.
When you're building a business, you need to find a PMA. Positive, like, mental attitude.
Personality hires, if you will.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, give me that audio again. Again, this is Maxwell Harrison.
Yeah, who's the kid last year with the big personality from Florida State?
Keon Coleman.
Yeah, he's also that kind
of
guy.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. It seems like they want a certain type of person. Yeah. Like, everyone's just excited to be there. So the other funny thing, last year, later in the draft, the Bills took running back Ray Davis. He had a great rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
He also went to the University of Kentucky, played with this guy.
Oh.
Harrison in social media last night said, get a room ready. I'm moving in.
Oh. So they're going to be bunking
besties.
Up?
Okay, here's the thing, though.
Right.
Kimmy, can you Google what the 30th overall pick money is? Because there's like slotted.
But they get paid, right?
Oh, yeah, they get paid well.
Yeah.
But like Ray Davis was drafted in the fifth round last year. So he's probably making $1 million, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But this kid's probably going to be making like, what do we got?
So the 30th overall pick is projected to receive a fully guaranteed 4-year rookie contract worth approximately $13.8 million.
All right, so he's making over $3 million a year.
Yeah.
If I'm Ray Davis, right, and I'm making $1 million.
Yeah, and you're coming in making that kind of money.
I'm moving into your place.
Yes, yeah.
You let me live with you.
I'm guessing both of these guys are single.
That I don't know. I mean, look, you can never tell with these guys from, like, south of the Mason Dixon line.
I know.
I forgot who it was.
But, I mean, they ain't got, like, a family and kids.
Oh, no, there was a guy last night that had a family.
No, I'm saying
he was
Ray
getting
Davis.
Married.
You got kids?
I don't know.
I don't know. The one guy, though, I can't remember. It was one of the early picks. They were saying, like, he's getting married next month.
He's got a son. He's got a family.
Oh, man.
Was it Travis? It might have been Travis Hunter.
Was it?
I think so.
I feel so bad for those guys.
Why?
I mean, you get all that money that young, and you're already tied down with a wife and goddamn kids.
Yeah, there's no story we've ever seen of women ruining the careers of NFL players.
But you know what I mean, man. Go have your fun with your money first and then settle down. Jim Kelly did it the right way.
Okay.
Did he?
Allow me to gesture to the last 30 years of Jim Kelly's life.
Okay. We all check out at some point.
He hasn't checked out.
But I'm saying, I know he's had a rough go of it, but he had his fun.
Okay.
He was a bachelor in his heyday.
If I'm an NFL if I'm an NFL head coach, I want a married guy.
Of course you do, but I'm saying for the kids' sake, go have a little fun, man. Life's short.
I have all that stuff locked up, you know what I mean?
It's not the dumbest thing in the world.
Wife, kid, all that money. Goodbye.
I didn't see him with a woman last night.
Good.
He was at the draft.
Yeah,
it is funny.
I don't know.
One of my favorite things about watching.
Sometimes I can't tell if that's a sister or a family member.
You bring up a good point. I am at the age now where I can't tell who's a mom and who's a girlfriend.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, it is funny. One of my favorite things of the draft now, other than the suits, because, oh, my God, they're great.
Yeah.
But go back to the green room or to, like, the house when they get drafted. And I love to see the pecking order of who gets the hugs first.
Yeah.
Because the kid's on the phone, hangs up the phone. Okay. Usually it goes, like, mom.
Yeah.
Dad.
Whoever he's sitting next to.
Grandma.
Yeah. Aunt or uncle, grandma. Then the girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Then, like, siblings and cousins.
Every now and then, too, you'll see just somebody jump in. And
those
I'm
are
like,
busted friends.
And I want to be like, somebody's so pissed right now that guy just stole the moment.
Sure.
It's always a rogue family member or friend.
Well, I forget a couple of years ago who it was, but the kid's girlfriend tried to get on camera, and the mother physically pushed her out of the shot.
Stiff-armed her.
Yeah. And she was drafted in the fifth round. All right, so your Buffalo Bills are back on the clock tonight. Day two is round 2 and 3. It kicks off at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm out,
bro. These are still day one.
Man, how do you after the opening round? I'm out.
Oh, in the second and third round, you could still be picking starters for this coming
season.
Yeah,
but all the excitement's done. Like, although, like that opening and the kid coming out. And
they know, some of those guys are still there.
You know what the excitement is now is seeing all the guys that they projected to go top 10 that are still waiting to be drafted.
So it'd be Deion Sanders, kid.
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders is the A number one.
So he'd be the
yeah.
big star tonight.
Yeah, it's just a matter of when somebody's going to pick him or yeah. who's going to go get him. Again,
did Goodell come out on a bicycle last night?
A bunch of guys did. They had a bunch of the like old Green Bay Packers coming out. Right.
Do you know why?
No.
So there's a tradition in Green Bay during training camp. They have to have a long walk from the locker room to the field.
Yeah.
So for decades, kids show up on their bicycles and they stand there, mm-hmm. and Green Bay Packers players walk up every day and pick one kid, and the kid walks along them while they ride the kid's bicycle to the field.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
It's like a fun little tradition.
Well, a 400-pound guy ruins your bicycle. Hey, you need a new chain, kid.
Yeah, you got to pick a sturdy one.
So tonight, the Bills do not have a third-round pick, but they have two second-round picks. So the Bills will be picking
come on.
24th and 30th in the second round.
Get my popcorn going.
This evening. I'm going to be all over.
Of course, you love this stuff.
And you got NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs and baseball. I mean, it's a good sports night tonight.
Load it up.
Soak it in.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We once lived in a proper country.
Yeah.
In America,
mm-hmm.
every fast food menu had a dollar menu on.
You got value for your dollar.
Bro, Tommy, those value meals actually gave you value.
Mm-hmm.
America, where you didn't have to take out a second mortgage to get a pizza delivered.
So what's going on now?
Well, Tommy, these restaurants have seen we want our value back, and they decided to give it to us. But one place, in an effort doing just that, has really made some people upset. You hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Fast food restaurants, Thomas, have seen a dip in business the last few years.
Oh, yeah.
And folks don't have the disposable income we used to. Combine that with higher food prices. Mm. You got a disaster, Tommy.
Yeah, so what'd they do?
Well, they made an effort to go backwards. Giving customers value that we became accustomed to back in the day. And with one chain, it has caused a massive backlash. Back in March, KFC released their new value meal called the Dunk It Bucket.
Dunk It Bucket?
Dunk It Bucket.
Okay. All right.
Sounds appealing.
It is chicken tenders, fries, mashed potatoes, two potatoes. You get double potatoes, bro.
Right.
And you get like this like fried-looking chicken nugget thing, but I don't know what it is. And because it was the Dunk It Bucket, you also get three sauces or gravy.
For your Dunkins?
To dunk your ass off.
All right, okay. That sounds like a pretty good meal.
Right? All of that for only $7.
All right.
Hell of a deal, right?
Yeah.
Well, KFC fans ran out to get the Dunk It Bucket
and
became furious.
Uh-oh.
Why?
The Dunk It Bucket only contains two small chicken tenders.
So it's pretty puny?
Yeah. And that's
two
each. Tenders? Yeah.
That's all the chicken you get.
Oh.
That's not enough to dunk.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing they short you on everything then. Like everything's probably shrunk down.
Is it like a mini versions?
So I haven't seen it in person.
Like the fries and everything else is smaller?
Well, yeah, that I don't know. I haven't seen it in person. But people, I mean, they're taking a beating from food reviewers on social media.
Oh, I could see it.
The internal customer feedback is brutal. And like the way they do it, you know, they have those like set designers that design food. They disguise very well how little food you get you look at like the official advertisement. But several people have pointed out online that you can go get an entire Costco rotisserie chicken for a full $2 less than this meal at KFC.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tommy, the value in this item isn't really value at all.
No.
I want to ask this question.
Go ahead.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm going to start with Kimmy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll sit here quietly.
She's going to give you a good base.
All right.
Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
how much money should it cost to fill you up at a fast food place?
You talking about
how much money should
Kimmy?
It cost?
Yeah, the average person.
Any fast food place.
When I walk in this fast food place to get full, I am going to spend what?
I mean, I would think you should be full at $20.
Obviously, $20. I'm talking about in a perfect world based on how we grew up, what you expect.
Oh, okay. Because like I was going to say, like, one like value meal now is like 12.
It is insane. God, we sound like such old people. Cost $12 for a Big Mac. They don't even large size it for you.
I would hope you could do it for under 15, but I don't think you can anymore.
Right. Based on the way we all knew fast food.
Yeah, you could do it for $5.
$7. $7 is the answer. Mm. You should be able to get full at a fast food restaurant on $7.
Okay.
Right? Am I wrong?
I mean, that's because you said 5, and that's the first number that popped in my head was 5.
Okay, but why 5?
Because that's what it used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, we grew up, Kimmy.
Yeah, like as spoiled. A high school kid, that's what that was like your go-to after school because you weren't breaking the bank to get a couple things off the dollar menu.
Like,
I don't know where that place would be now for kids other than maybe getting a slice of pizza or something.
You don't realize how cheap food used to goddamn be, especially fast food.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they say that you don't know that you're in the good old days until they're gone.
Right, yeah.
And Kimmy and I, we grew up in those.
You grew up in the heyday, prime time of all those fast food chains.
Yeah. Yep.
Golden age, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kimmy, you're right. The reality is now you have to spend.
The golden age of the value menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to spend $15 to $20 to get full now.
Yeah, I think so.
And when
like that's like one meal. So you get a meal, a side, and a drink, plus maybe a side or two.
Yep.
So like maybe a small fry, maybe a small mashed potato, whatever, wherever you are.
I do like the idea of double potato. I could get down on more fast food restaurants. Give me a value meal with double potato.
Yeah, but you shouldn't eat two types of potatoes in one meal.
I love how you say that, like the rest of the meal is going to be good for you.
No, yeah. But like...
You know what you shouldn't have?
I'm already committed.
Break it up. You know what they didn't have in that thing?
What's that?
That I always loved with KFC was their cornbread.
Oh.
There's no cornbread in that thing?
No cornbread. It's a value. You can't have everything. It's
that is weird, though. You think you'd include a little bit of it.
I would ditch one of the potatoes for a cornbread.
No.
That cornbread is so good.
It is good. KFC cornbread.
It is good. Love it. He's not lying.
I love it. And it's always nice and warm. And they give you that little pad of butter. That's delicious.
Wow. Look at you. When's the last time you had it?
Cornbread?
Yeah.
Oh, God. 30 years ago?
Bitch. Been 30 long years since I had a slice of cornbread. Sounds like we're doing the voiceover for Shawshank Redemption.
You can't get good cornbread anywhere.
Shut up.
Well, you can't. Think about it. Where would you go to get good cornbread?
I can give you 10 places with great cornbread.
Well, yeah. I know where you go. I don't want to get shot.
Oh, my God. Wait, you
right
mean the places
street,
with
dinosaur,
the...
Dinosaur, they got good cornbread.
Thank you, stupid. Who? Dinosaur.
Yeah, like any barbecue.
I'm not going all the way over there with no goddamn parking.
You can literally walk from here.
Amherst playoff game. I'm going to wait in line for your cornbread.
It is the playoff game tonight.
Tonight. Kicking off against the Syracuse Crunch.
I saw the big billboard.
All right, 252 WCMF. We started this conversation talking about the blowback KFC is facing. They started a new value meal with customers demanding bring prices down called the Dunk It Bucket. You get chicken tenders, fries, mashed potatoes, some kind of nugget-looking fried thing.
Yeah.
And three sauces or gravy to dunk it with.
So you get three sauces, but you only get two. How do they not even at least give you one more just to even out the sauces?
It is cruel, right?
On the chicken thing.
I agree with you. People who went out and got it have been bashing the hell out of it. Here's the other thing that exists now that didn't exist, Kimmy, during the golden age of value fast food. There was no YouTube. So, like, now there are thousands, tens of thousands of food reviewers.
Oh, yeah,
you're getting
busted
immediately.
No.
And how, like, do they not know that?
You can see the actual size of it if you wanted to do the research.
Elijah writes us on Twitter. You can always get us at WCMF, at Breakroom WCMF, or at Duffy on WCMF. He says, McDonald's has the best deal. $5, double cheeseburger, fries, drink, four-piece nuggie. All right, it's not bad.
Yeah,
Wait,
not bad.
Are you sure that's right? That sounds like a lot of food for $5.
Why would Elijah lie to us?
I don't know Elijah well enough. That sounds like too much food.
It's not as much food as you think because it's the baby fry. What'd you hear? Okay. Oh, I know Kimmy brought
the junior fry.
I don't know why you even do the baby fry. It's like 12 fries.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's like, oh, you want to taste what fries taste like? Here you go. That's all you get.
I told you, I worked with that one kid, man, and he would get the large fry and it would, at the counter, right? He would tap it down and go, fill it. And they had to fill it up.
So
he got like double the amount.
I wish I had those balls. I wish I had those balls.
I know.
Now, by the way, there are some fast food places that have kind of figured it out.
Okay.
Taco Bell has what's called their Lux Cravings Box.
Ooh. You get a box of food.
Yeah, they run from $5, $7, and $9. And each one of them, it's a lot of food.
Well, Taco Bell always was like the best bang for your buck.
Yes. Yeah, but even Taco Bell now, like you used to go through Taco Bell and just get like random individual items.
Mm-hmm.
I did that a couple weeks ago, and it came to like $19. And I was like, whoa, what?
God damn.
What happened?
Yeah, no kidding.
By the way, when it comes to sit-down restaurants, Chili's is crushing it.
But do we have, we got one Chili's?
We always have this discussion. We got a Chili's in Victor.
Right.
We got Chili's in Grace.
I ain't driving all the way out there. So
really, until I tell you what the meal is. It's the 3 for me value menu. You get an app, an entree, and a drink starting at $11.
Okay.
It's pretty good. That's a good deal, bud.
$11 for a sit-down is pretty good.
Right? So it's not like this can't be done.
True.
I think what the fast food places maybe need to realize, and Kimmy, I know you're with me on this, the quality of the food.
Yeah.
Does not matter as much as how much food you are giving me.
When you're going fast?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Like, if you get, like, Taco Bell, for example, it is not groundbreaking food.
No.
Right?
No. Yeah. It, sometimes it varies in size.
Yeah. I don't care what you put in the bag. I'm going to give you $10.
Mm.
You fill my face with something till I'm full, and we'll both be happy here.
All right.
Like, that's why I think that's all you need to do.
Well, because you're getting enough sour cream and guacamole to make yourself satisfied.
Guacamole's extra. Everybody knows
it. It is?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had guacamole at Taco Bell, unless it's already on something.
I always thought they had that guacamole gun they scored it with.
They do have the gun. Kimmy got me one for Christmas a couple years ago. Mm. Greatest thing ever.
The guac gun?
Mine's semi-automatic. No, you don't get individual guacamole.
Yeah, I've
Taco
never asked for it.
I haven't been at Taco Bell in many years.
You know, it's how do I never remember not to talk about food?
Yeah, do you ever miss it?
Food?
Like any
real food?
No, like any fast food.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I used to love it. That's why I got to be 185 pounds at 5'5".
Wow. 185 pounds. Watch out.
5'5". That's
you're
a fatty.
You're almost the size of a St. Bernard.
Bro, I had a 42-inch waist on a little squatty Italian body.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, think about it. Where are you putting it?
Yeah, well,
it's
your
just
chest.
Just going here.
It just is amazing that you haven't caved in years, like one time.
I mean, I drink.
No, you can't. I'm like, no, I have 2 hot dogs a year with no condiments.
It's amazing. It's impressive.
If I could treat myself to cocktails, I could give up the other stuff.
Okay.
And I drink an enormous amount of coffee. So I do bad things just differently.
Okay.
Less calories.
Whatever it takes, yeah, less calories. You just.
I mean, we're all going to find a way to kill ourselves in the end, no matter what you do. You just need it.
No, you're right. I agree with you.
You know, you want to, get high, have a nice day. Nice. You don't get to have the grilled hot dog.
We'll end it on that. Right. Words of wisdom from Tommy Mulay.